Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready, girl? Jimmy,
yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Say what?
We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Finding Out Friday, 8, the end of the week. And welcome in to Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan and Tiffany Wynn and I. Our topic is Remember. We'd like you to remember that this show is being sponsored by Community Unification and Collaboration, CUC, a nonprofit that has skilled advisors and consultants that work with the needs of the community with skilled teams for training, education, workshops, events, and much, much more. That is CUC, Community Unification and Education. Skill task force out there to help you reach your designated goals. And on that, I'd like to say again, happy birthday to the Leos. You know, it's the month of August. We want to keep rolling out there with love and happiness, pampering and fun. That's what Leos do out there. I'll say it again. You know, if we all got together to have a party with the Leo friends that I have, it's about 25 of them, we would have to have an island, and it would be decorated to the max, fun, food, and a fashion show like no other. Leos or something else. So we're going to move in. Tribute to Mr. Bench Scully, remembering him. Okay, they're at the Dodger Stadium tonight. Hate I can't be there, but I have to be here with you. And, you know, that was 60 years of voice from over 60 years from Vince Scully. Love, skill, reflection, okay? And it was done with perfection. My first job when I graduated from the Academy of Radio and Broadcasting was with the Dodger Network, Sports Radio. KMET in Palm Springs, California. And I went in as the board op. That means pushing those buttons, loading up programming, setting those commercials, and checking that timing. You have to have the operations of it. And Vince Scully was the announcer, and he insisted on perfectionist. So you had to be on the mark, on your game. Everything was done. It has to be done precisely. And it had to be done correctly. Now, if someone in that station got a scratchy voice, you were skilled to go up there and kiss the mic. So you had to pick up the slack. So, again, Vince Scully, we're going to miss you. And every time I see a mic, use my voice. As I have stated, I will be the voice for the voiceless. I'll see it, stand up, speak out, and doing it fearlessly. We will always remember you. Your spirit will always be with me. Vince Scully, over 60-some-odd years of love, excitement to the fans, to the players, and to all those who listen to him. Vince, we love you. So we're going to get going up in here. We're going to wait for Tiffany with an eye to come on. I'll just play you something to pat your feet to, and we're going to tell you what we found out on Friday. Love you. That's right. We want you to stay in the in crowd with us. And we have Tiffany with an eye on with us. I see it. I strategize it. I change it. I complete it with us this evening. We're talking about remember. But before we get going, I want to remind you out there that the information that we bring to you is coming from our hearts. And I think we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, the August, the month of August, for all you Leos out here. Tiffany with an I, good evening, good evening, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing so well on this Friday. It's been an awesome day. How about you? How are you doing?
You know, we're over here doing our thing, but we're so happy you're with us. We appreciate you so much, and we respect you and your knowledge and your sharing and caring to the max. So welcome in. Talk to us, Tiffany. It's Find It Out Friday. What do you want us to find? What did you find out? What do you want us to remember? And let's get going here. Listeners, get your pad and pencil out. She got some information for you.
Well, we talked about, I think remembering was the subject, the topic of today's discussion. And remembering is good in the sense of remembering who you are. Remember where you came from so that you know where you're going.
Okay.
And this is a very, very important, and I know we talk about what's happening in the planetary world or in astrologically on Mondays, but as we go through this first quarter moon, when I say think about where you're going, that plays a part in what's going on with the moon from August 5th through the 10th. So, August 5th, the moon is in its first quarter position in Scorpio. And Scorpio is about deep thinking, really getting to the understanding of things. And it'll wax through Sagittarius and Capricorn. And then on the 11th, there will be a full moon in Aquarius, which is a supermoon. And this moon will be the last moon of the year. So when I talk about that, knowing where you want to go, August 5th through the 10th is going to be a very good time, because August 5th through the 6th, we're continuing to grow and expand, and you're going to be taking a deeper look at what you must change and what you want to release. And it'll be very apparent about your life, your plans, your goals. This particular, you know, these particular days can bring up a lot of emotion, so, you know, get ready for that. Because Scorpio's deep. It's deep, and it's a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces, so they deal with the emotional side of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Scorpio goes deep. So it's fitting that the moon in its first quarter position would be in Scorpio to do this heavy thinking. And then as it moves through Sag, we're looking at our conscious expansion, our spiritual healing. Then when it gets into Capricorn, you know, it'll be about success and progress towards success, because Capricorn is very practical. So we'll be looking at things in a very practical way as it moves into Capricorn. And then on August 11th, you'll be able to solidify what you want going forward. So knowing who you are and knowing where you came from, and then understanding who you are and remembering all those things and placing those things in the present, like, here's who I am, here's where I, you know, you can even come back to go, or excuse me, go back to your past of some of the things, and we talk about remembering. So remember all those things, because the energy from the 5th through the 10th is always going to be about expansion and going forward. So it's very important to remember the past and what you don't want and who you are and all that, because that's going to bring out, Scorpio just brings out some very, very deep emotional issues, and it can. So, again, be ready for that. But I think in remembering as a topic, I think we should go, you know, through that whole process. And what better time to go through it than now, because we have the energetic support.
I'm definitely in agreement with you here. And we're talking about all of these signs and planets, and we have asked you, listeners, we're not experts over here, but we want you to start doing your research, start paying attention, because the most important thing that one can do is have their birth chart done and have these things explained, because these things are really, really important. You know, when you hear individuals speaking of the rising sign, okay, we're talking about these Leos for the month of August, and we'll be carrying you and bringing you information for each month, okay? But you also have to do your research and have to call in. Give us a call at 323-769-5879 with questions or information or resources out there, because we all must know who we are and where we came from and what's moving up around us, okay? It's just not out here, okay? Those stars are not just twinkling in the sky. We are all connected in cosmos of the universe, and it's very important. When you hear a person say your rising sign is very important, okay? That's the layout of the entire house, your style. Houses represent exact areas of life. Unique. It's determining the different types of people, places, and life circumstances, and how they come into focus throughout your life. So do some research out there. Some of you, I know it sounds a bit foreign to you, but pay attention. We take our time to bring this, and we decided, and since we in this mighty, mighty month of August with the Leos out here, as I say, keep blowing out there with love and happiness, pampering and fun, because that's really what it's all about. But as the universe changes, as the moon grows and go into the supermoon, it's these words out there mean something. So you can study along with us, because we're studying it here, so that we can bring you a little bit of this information. And I'd like you to remember this. The worst mistake you can make is to give up on yourself and stop challenging yourself for fear of failure. Keep moving forward with a firm eye on the future, telling yourself, I'll start from today. I'll start fresh from now, from this moment on. And as Tiffany with the eyes saying that, you know, this is talking about when these full moons come in here on the 11th, that's about your growth and expansion. The emotions are going to be coming through there. It's time for heavy, heavy thinking, you know. Clear out those brain cells. We all are awake over here, but we want to make sure that you stay woke. That's what this is all about. You know, realize, visualize, and actualize your happiness. That's really, really what it's all about. We're going through some turbulent times, but you have the capability. There's hope. There's faith out there, and it's out there crazy. I'm going to be bringing some more information to you shortly. We're trying to figure it out. We'll have a segment on here, and we're going to call it Healthy Meals for Less, okay? And I'm going to share with you some of those old southern methods, you know, some of those potting, those things. But they're healthy, they're inexpensive, and perhaps share with you a way of making a stew that will last for a month and taste differently every day. Okay? And in order to do that, you have to be in tune with what's up around you, how things are moving, so that you'll be balanced out enough to take in all this good, healthy meals for less, so that we can keep moving out here. Because you and I both know that when you go in the market and after they bag up those groceries, you say, take that out, take that out, take that out. It's a new beginning, a new way of doing things. Okay, and we're going to share everything with you that we know that can be helpful to you. And we want you to definitely remember that. Tiffany, with an eye, I know you have some quotes. You know, we keep it short on Find It Out Friday because the weekend is coming in and people want to get out and get some of that sunlight. But we must be here. And the celebration is still going on at that Dodger Stadium. You know, remembering Vince and paying tribute to him. Great, great, great. The best announcer in the world. And I will always, always remember him, as I shared with the audience before you came on. So you have some quotes or some more information you'd like to have us remember before we check out for this end of the week, getting ready for this exciting weekend?
Well, you know, I did find out something today, and you did touch upon it. Now, I realize that the prices are increasing in food, but I wanted some avocados, and I purchased them. But I thought they were $4.99 per pound. No, they are $4.99 per avocado. So
okay.
per avocado, I $5. So I wanted them, so I purchased them, even understanding the cost. But I know we've had increases, and they've been steady over, you know, the last couple months, you know, $1.99, $2.99, but $4.99, $5 for an avocado. I was a little stunned by that one. So that's what I found out. That some of the items and are going up, and I love the fact that you're going to be sharing some of these healthy meals with with our audience, because it's very important. It's very, very important, and you can you can have healthy meals. You can do what you want to do. You can still have, you know, go out and watch a movie, see a movie, whatever, and still have an entertainment budget per se. But it is important to remain healthy, or if you're, you know, you're on the verge of getting healthy or want to get healthy, and just getting some good recipes. I think that is such a wonderful thing to share, because, you know, I eat pretty healthily, but I'm sure I could learn a couple of things, and the recipes in which you share are going to be really good in terms of how to, you know, eat a full meal.
Yes, yes.
And
not have to
spend that much money, per se.
Yes, and bringing in that Southern way, because everything that was cooked in my home as a child was done in a pot, okay? It was done in a pot. And I will contribute right now that my diet that I had is been very beneficial for me now. No, you're not going to get, you know, lobster tails and all of that stuff. You're not going to get things that, you know, families are used to, but you're going to get something that's going to be stretchable, it's going to be reasonable, and it's going to be healthy. So I'm looking forward to just putting it out there at least the beginning of the week, you know, for those of you who are into the organic. See, I'm really not understanding that, because the veggies and things that are grown today are grown in an contaminated soil, okay? So what is organic and what isn't organic? There's a lot of things you have to listen to, but I'll just give them, you know, I know persons out there have heard about chicken and dumplings, okay? Mm-hmm. Real easy to do, but those dumplings, season up right with that chicken, will stick to your rib, and it will carry you through the day, and it will cover a lot of bowls on that table, okay? So I'm just kind of like drop a little bit out there. I'm not, who is the cook? I'm not going to say I'm chef, queen chef of the universe, because, you know, I keep orchids on my stove, and, you know, orchids don't really like heat. But when it's time to get down and get something healthy that's going to stick with you and carry you through the day, I'm going to bring in that Southern way to you. I will share that. And most of you who have not known about it or heard about it or turned up your nose about it, we want you to listen in, because it's going to be healthy meals for less, L-E-S-S, okay? Save some of your money out there. It's real crazy, very, very crazy. And for those who have large families and, you know, mouths to feed out there, it's difficult, all right? It's difficult, but it's designed to be that way. So we just going to uplift each other, carry our faith and carry our hope, share and care, collaborate, and get through all of this out here. That's what my intentions are. So that's what I wanted you to find out, that I'm getting ready to start rattling some pots over here and sharing them with you. And I am not Chef Queen, okay, but I'm going to share this with you. And hopefully it will help your budget and give you a different way of eating, okay, but yet fulfilling and doing the job to feed your families out there. That's what we're about, caring and sharing. We don't have a structure over here. We kind of strict, but we don't have a structure. So we're going to work on that, Tiffany, with a nine. Since you come on mine for Monday, we're already taking care of the Leos, the mighty, mighty ruined lions out there. And we're going to give them a meal to carry them through the week. Okay? That's what my
intention
is.
Yes, it's going to be great.
So on that note, we got a couple of minutes left. Would you give us with a quote so we can tell everyone to be safe out there? Be strong.
Sure.
Be observant, but stay woke. Give us a quote and we're going to check out so I can get in tune with this Vince Scully celebration.
So two things to remember in life. Take care of your thoughts when you are alone. and take care of your words when you're with people.
Mm. Okay. So when alone, I like that. And words when you're with people. I like that. I really, really like that. Tiffany, with an eye, I see it. I observe it. I change it. I strategize, and I complete the job. Tiffany, we love you. We're going to close out. Listeners, have a great weekend. It's Find It Out Friday. Hopefully, we've given you some helpful information. And I want to leave you with this. I found this out a long time ago. When someone tells you no, show them why they should have said yes. And on that note, we're going to check out of here. Tiffany, we love you, we love you, we love you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Collaborate.
They want
to give, showing others how to live.